Welcome to Tube Talk on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM.
Circle Room of Hotel LaSalle. Music coming to you from the beautiful Hotel LaSalle on Campus Hill overlooking downtown Milwaukee. Presenting now the distinctive rhythms of the King Cole Trio. Opening our program tonight, it's Matt Cole, of course, on the piano and the vocal. Here's their latest Capitol recording, Oh, But I Do.
Gosh, you really got me up a tree, gee. My heart is overflowed with glee. My, did you say that you loved me? Oh, but you did, but you did. Will I be true? Oh, but will, away from you. Oh, but will, dear. When you are many miles away, please remember what I have to say. Oh, but I do, but I do, but I do, but I do really love you. Love me too. Do you wonder, my baby, will I forever be true? Oh, but will, 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 dear. When you are many miles away, please remember what I have to say. Oh, but I do, but I do, but I do, but I do really love you. What I do, what I do, what I do, really love you. Oh, but I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, really love you.
Thank you. said dreams were never lovelier. Pardon me if I stare down the sky, the moonbeams fly to light your face. I can only say they chose the proper place. You were never lovelier, and to coin a new phrase, never luckier in my palmiest days. Make a note and you can quote me on a bright. Oh, you were never lovelier than you.
Yes, you were never lovelier. That's a twofer there. A composition by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Vocals by Larry Neal. And to open it up, the Nat King Cole Trio. Welcome to the LaSalle Hotel in beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ah, yes, the Circle Room. It must have been so grand. Folks, this is Tube Talk. We are the Avengers of Analog, the Defenders of DX, the Keepers of the Half-Wave Rectifier. Thanks for joining us tonight. Baby, it is cold out night. The snow is blowing, but in the parlor, the radio is glowing. You have reached the zenith of the independently produced fine radio experience. This is it, baby, on 1330 AM. Broadcasting over the air on the glorious broadcast band AM radio at its best and streaming on the WRCA 1330 AM website. This is it. We do it for you. And, you know, every city has its great hangouts of the past. In Milwaukee, the Circle Lounge at the LaSalle Hotel, the deluxe luxury LaSalle Hotel was one of them. Our Nat King Cole cut that we opened up with tonight is from the LaSalle. And let's see, also out there in Brewtown, there was the Club Milwaukee, the beautiful China Cupboard at the Cudahy Tower, the Dreamland the Beautiful, Lakota's Theater Restaurant, which was, by the way, the biggest in the state, right in the heart of Milwaukee. And don't forget, Schlitz's Palm Garden. Have to be careful how I say that. And, you know, if you're up from that way, if you're from Wisconsin and you're listening in, perhaps these places conjure up a warm memory, if maybe not for you, maybe for your parents or grandparents. Maybe they dined and danced at some of these night spots. That's the type of memory we try to conjure up here at Tube Talk. Every Friday night.
A fine romance with no kisses.
A fine my friend, this is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes.
But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't wrestle.
A fine romance, you won't nestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts.
I haven't got a chance.
Ain't this a fine romance?
A fine romance, my good fellow.
You take romance, I'll take jello. We two should be like clams in a dish of chowder.
But we just fizz like parts of a sedlitz powder. A fine romance with no clinches.
A fine romance with no pinches. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France.
I haven't got a chance.
This is a fine romance. In my blue serge pants,
I never get the chance.
This is a fine romance.
Yes, indeed, that's a fine romance. Martha Tilton and Johnny Mercer singing a Jerome Kern tune there. I hope that's obscure enough for you, Eric. Johnny Mercer on the vocal with one of my favorite female vocalists, Martha Tilton. Well, before we head down to see who our guest is tonight, I think we can squeeze in one more song.
Strike up the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Polka from Pennsylvania. While they're dancing, everybody's cares are quickly gone. Sweet romancing, this goes on until the dawn. They're so carefree, gay with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss and then they start to dance again.
Guest tonight is Steve Cushman from the California Historical Radio Society. He has some breaking news to share with us about the hunt for a new home for the club, and he's asking for our help and consideration. So, Steve, welcome aboard, and tell me, is it 15 degrees and snowing in San Francisco tonight, or what?
Oh, Paul, I'm so sorry. It's really inclement weather here. It's got to be all of 68 or 70 in bright sunshine. I'm so sorry to say.
Thank you very much. It goes with the territory, you know.
I guess so.
Grumpy New Englanders. Now, we spoke earlier in the week, and from what you were telling me, and I saw a video you folks had posted up with a statement on
your website, it looks like the KRE deal, and for those who might not be familiar with KRE, it was a vintage radio station for a vintage radio club, and you guys were so close to getting in there and turning it into the museum for the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame and the California Historical Radio Society, and it looks like it isn't going to happen. Maybe you can just give us a quick update.
Let me give you, for those who don't know us and haven't heard of us before, CHRS, you're a 501c3, been in existence since 1974. 10 years ago, the KRE building was essentially dropped in our lap. We moved in there 10 years rent-free in exchange for maintaining and restoring the building and building our radio museum. Well, we created a West Coast educational center and museum devoted to radio and radio history with all the exhibits and all the educational aspects you could ever want, including the library and the archives. And anyway, we some years ago decided to buy the building because we've been counseled from the very beginning, because a museum needs to own its own building and land so it can control its own destiny. You don't want to be in a position where people tell you have to move, as we are now. So we were going to buy the building and land. The company went into bankruptcy. It came out of bankruptcy. The new owners were supposed to sell us the building and land and keep the working transmitter there. For some reason or another, business-wise, that didn't happen. Another individual stepped in, bought the whole radio station, KVTO, which is still a working station in a non-functioning radio station building where our museum is now. KVTO was sold to a new owner who did not want to sell the building and land. She didn't want to separate the station from the building and land. So here we are after 10 years of creating this wonderful museum. It's time to move. So for the past 6 months, we have been searching, and we think we have found a new home in historic Alameda, California, not too far away from Berkeley. And it has got a lot of advantages where the KRE property was very isolated and remote. This one is about a block and a half from downtown Alameda. It's a historic community with a good historic influence and a fine family community, and people will actually walk down the street and be able to see our building. It's 3,000 square foot larger, and unfortunately, it's a few hundred thousand dollars more than we had raised for the other building. So that's where we're at. We're asking individuals to help us move our educational center for radio. And remember, also in our building, we house the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. And the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame is the only radio hall of fame in the Western United States, we have researched and found out. So we're kind of unique, we're kind of special, and we realize that we are having to give up a very dear historic place, but permanency is so important when you're trying to create a legacy for future generations about the history of radio.
Well, you know, and the same could be said for anything. You know, in the Boston area, I haven't visited Frisco, so I can't name museums out there. But for anybody in the greater Boston area here listening over the air, if the Boston Museum of Science, if the Isabella Stewart Gardner Art Museum, if the Museum of Fine Arts that are all housed here in Boston, if they had to pack up and move on every few years at the whim of a landlord, just think of it. It's something you can't have. And, you know, what you guys have going on out there is worthy of its own home. And something that, you know, people might not quite grasp is the scope and the scale of your activities out there. And I was looking over your press release here, and I counted 16 different things, and, you know, I'm going to go through these real quick, but Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame, James Maxwell Communications Library, CHRS Radio Honor Archive, Archives of the Society of Wireless Pioneers, CHRS Book Publishing and Journals, Radio History and Restoration Classes and Clinics, CHRS Vintage Radio and Broadcasting Museum, the Russ Dilberg Radio and TV Repair Shop, the Electrical Transcription Project, Vintage Audio Transfer Service, Living History Video Project, Vintage Radio Collectors Events, Working 1950s Radio Studio, Carter B. Smith Memorial Radio Control Room, in the amateur station, W6CF, the Jim Maxwell Memorial Station. And, you know, there's so much going on. You really do deserve a new home. And, you know, I was checking out a picture of the 2152 Central Ave, and that's a pretty neat-looking little building. I don't know when it was built or if you have the history on it, but it looks almost like a 30s or 40s building, huh?
I do, and it's a very deceiving picture. The building was actually built, the first part of it was built in 1920, and it was originally a church, and it's a brick building. And unfortunately, this was the only, when you're looking at that little picture, this was the only one that allowed, was a nice flat surface and allowed us to, you know, Photoshop our logos onto the building. But it was a 1920s brick building, and then in 1983, apparently there was some fire damage, and a large section was added onto the back, and this front was added on to the front, obviously.
I see.
But it's 3,000 square foot larger. You know, for our activities, we do require a parking lot, and there's a 45-car parking lot right next door to it that doesn't come with the property, but it's owned by the wonderful folks at the Central Baptist Church across the street. It's their parking lot, and we have gotten permission from the pastor to use the lot at our will and our discretion, especially on Saturdays when the church isn't using it. So that parking lot is big enough for us to have our swap meets in, and there's enough land behind the building and on the side of the building for us to have our flea markets in, and it's a building that will suit us nicely. And what is going to be nice is people will be able to know who we are really for the first time, people in the neighborhood. And like I say, it's a very historic community. One other thing that I'd like to mention that it really doesn't have to do with this building, but is something important that we're doing, is that we've now published our second book. Our first one was a joint publication with John Schneider on Bay Area Radio, an Arcadia book. Now CHRS has republished on its own Behind the Front Panel, which was a highly sought-after book by David Rutland, out of print for many years and used copies selling for a lot of money, all about the development of 1920s radios.
Very interesting.
So that is now available from Amazon.com. And anybody of your listeners here, well, I'm sure there are a bunch who are interested in those 1920s sets, should check out this publication from us.
It sounds like you guys really just have it going on, firing on all cylinders out there. And just because you need a new home, it is not going to slow down the juggernaut, which is the the CHRS.
We really have to continue what we're doing. And you know what has been nice has been reaching out. And you know, our organization faces the same problem as I'm sure most of your listeners, that we are all either bald or have gray hair, and those who love the radio hobby and the radio history and the radio preservation. So we are really reaching out, and we've been very lucky lately. We found a couple of guys in their 30s who were really gung-ho and really interested in fixing the old sets and really interested in volunteering. That's a challenge. But I think, you know, in our location that we're going to be moving to, it will be less of a challenge because, like I say, we'll be part of a nice community there.
Yeah, and it is nice to be part of a neighborhood, and you'll be getting hopefully some people walking in off the street, maybe a little promotion with the Chamber of Commerce. You've got a nice neighbor across the street, take out an ad in the church bulletin.
Yeah.
Looking for a few good young men, good with electronics.
There you are. We have been approached by the city of Alameda already, and the city manager and the community development director and the head of city planning sat us down and says, how can we help you? We are really welcoming you into the city of Alameda. They're really, you know, they had the Alameda Naval Air Station there for many years, and it made that community thrive. But when a lot of those bases were closed down, a lot of the communities went downhill, including Alameda. And since then, the community, and especially the downtown, has really come up and blossomed, and there's been a rebirth there of historical activities and shops, and they rebuilt the historic Alameda Theater, and it's thriving, and it's only a block and a half away from us. So so the city is very pleased to have us, and they're going to help us out in every way possible. And the Chamber of Commerce called and said, we have these wonderful programs for nonprofits, and we want you to be part of us. And Alameda City Hall wants a display of vintage radios in their lobby that will play every lunch hour from 12 to 1.
Beautiful.
So we're going to be working on that. And, you know, it's we're trying to get out there, and we're trying to reach out to as many areas as we can. And we're especially trying to reach out to those broadcasters who are in our Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame, because the Hall of Fame is another aspect of our organization that really drives us along, you know. Well, other than just the technology of radios, it's the people that made all this happen, and the stations that made all this happen.
And
without them, they'd be boxes with electronics in them.
That's right, and it closes the circle so very nicely from the industries and the visionaries and the engineers and the factory workers who put all these things together. Obviously, they put it together for very good reason. It was to air these musicians, the entertainers, the baseball games, everything, the historic events, and to have the folks who helped bring that to you, broadcasters. Where would the broadcasters be without the radios? Where would the radios be without the broadcasters? So it's a nice connection that's made. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, I can even see in a situation where you're giving me some background on the city, you get into some situations here, you could have school tours from the elementary schools, or maybe outreach to some of the schools, and to bring this out to some of the younger folks so they have an idea what's going on, what was there before TV and the internet, and that's really a big mission of the vintage radio community these days.
Absolutely. We have done that. Since we've been in the KRE building, well, we've had probably a dozen tours of school groups of various ages come through our facility, and most of them, their eyes sort of glaze over because they're more interested in, you know, texting and doing that kind of thing. But a few of them will really get involved, and their eyes will open, and they'll ask important questions. And if I could have a class of 30 kids come through, and if three of them leave who really might take a lingering fascination with them, you know, I think we've done our job. And, of course, the first thing I say is I take my cell phone out of my pocket and I show it to the kids, and I said, you know what this is, kids? And they go, oh, it's a telephone. And I go, no, it's a radio. And they go, huh? Why is that? And that's where I start, and I go back. And that's the important thing we do, and that's the important thing we want to continue to do, is bring the kids and the young people through. And then their dad will say, oh, yes, I remember this and I remember that, and I had a radio, or my family had this and that. And so one other thing I want to touch on as far as branching out and encompassing many aspects of radio. Since I was on your program last, you know, I think last time we had the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame and the Bay Area Radio Museum online, which has all of our clips, our audio clips, and our histories and our personalities and our station biographies and histories and stuff. Also, we have now had merge with us the Society of Wireless Pioneers. That was probably year and a half ago. And the Society of Wireless Pioneers encompass all the CW, or Morse code operators, that were the backbone of commercial communication from the 1890s to the 1980s. And that organization at one time had 5,000 members.
Yikes.
So that was a dying organization, and they merged with us, and all of their wonderful archives came with them, and their archives go back to before the 1900s, and they're wonderful, and they touch on DeForest, and they touch on the Titanic, and they, it's a wonderful archive that we've taken in, and so between a new home for the archives of the Society Wireless Pioneers and a new home for the Jim Maxwell Communication and Research Library that we have that is now whittled down from 900 boxes of books to about 500 useful books, we need this place, and we need everybody's support. If you love radio, if radio means anything to you, and I encourage, I know this is an East Coast show, and I know a lot of folks are going to be listening on the Internet, I hope. If you're ever out in the West Coast, please, please come by and see our facility wherever it may be, because we've really got something to show you.
Well, you know, we've had, last time you were on, you know, I kind of followed up on this, and I was, as I am wont to do, I was buzzing around, and I'll go to different radio club across the United States sites and see what's going on, but many of them were aware of what you guys were up against and trying to do. I know many of them made contributions on behalf of the club, and then I know many individuals also pitched in a little bit as well, and it was pretty remarkable. I mean, you guys had received pledges for close to $700,000 to pull off the KRE deal, and you do need some more to get to the finish line.
That's right.
The finish line looks like it's in sight, and it seems like a much more stable, a much firmer piece of ground that you guys are on with this situation than you had been with sort of the revolving door of ownership and different management people and people with different perspectives, you know, all coming at you with different angles on the KRE deal. So hopefully you guys will succeed on this. If someone wants to learn some more, they should go to the www.californiahistoricalradio.com website. Is that correct?
That's correct, but you know we're a popular little group, so a very easy way to find us is just put CHRS in your Google box, and we will pop up first. And just so you want, just if you've got a moment, I want to, you know, thank on the radio here the Alabama Historical Radio Society for their contribution, the Delaware Valley Historic Radio Club for their contribution, the Iowa Antique Radio Club and Historical Society for their contribution, the Tube Collectors Association of California for their contribution, and of course our own CHRS Central Valley Chapter for their contribution, along with the Broadcast Legends and their new contribution. Plus, we have several, I'm not going to list them because of time, we have several amateur radio clubs that have made contributions to our fund. So we're a popular group out here, and our theme is popular, and our goals are popular, and radio has touched everyone's life, and we're passionate about telling its story. And to quote one of our members, as the internet, it was such an innovation and so important to culture in the 21st century. Radio was so important as an innovation for society and culture in the 20th century, and we really want to preserve its story.
And, you know, I would urge any radio club and any other radio club member, you know, we're a small community, and as Steve mentioned, we're graying, we're getting bald, we're getting older, and some of us are passing on. It's a small community. Don't view CHRS as somebody else's radio club, because honestly, it's your radio club. Just as I would welcome Steve up to the New England Antique Radio Club and to one of our meets, to any of our events, and he could come in as a full participant, I'm sure if you were to present yourself out at their museum, you would be welcomed in and shown around, and they would love to hear your stories about what radio has meant to you and talk about your sets and show you everything that they have. You know, we're really one big community, one big group, and if there's any way you can pitch in a little bit to help out, these guys will make it happen. The money will go to a very good use, And it's something that if you, you know, take a look and see what had transpired at KRE, the sweat equity that went into it, the restoration work that went into it, the layout. If you take the little video tour, if you guys still have that up, Steve, on your website, take a look at that and then say, okay, if these guys have a permanent home with a little better space, you know, they'll make your money go a lot of miles. And again, just to get back to your statement you made there about, you know, one of your club members, I was taken by at the bottom of one of your press releases here. We see radio as transformational to the 20th century society and culture as the internet. And it truly is. Just as you pulled out your cell phone and said, hey, kids, if it wasn't for radio, you wouldn't have this. And this really is, in fact, a radio. We're on microwaves as opposed to long wave. I mean, that is the essence of what we're trying to preserve, what we're trying to communicate to younger generations. So pitch in, check out the CHRS website. And also, if you had questions, Steve, I think you had a phone number in your press release as well. Is it okay we give that out?
Yeah, that's my cell phone, and I'm always available to answer any questions. And I love to talk about CHRS. I'll give that. It's 415-203-2747. And also, what we're trying to do, one more quick thing, please be sure and check out the CHRS YouTube channel, where you're seeing lots of videos and testimonials and living histories from Bay Area CHRS and radio legends. So we're trying to be out there.
Well, you know, you guys got to get this thing wrapped up. We get the rest of the funds. We get you in there to set up. And when I come out for my big swing through the Bay Area and wine country and all that, when I stop by, we'll record a show at your studio. I'll bring it back here and we'll air it. How does that sound?
Love to do it. looking forward to it.
Then there'll be two bald guys in the studio talking about radios, but, you know, what else is new, right?
There you go.
Steve
there
Cushman from the California Historical Radio Society. They need your help, ladies and gentlemen. Check out their website. Anything you can do would be appreciated. We need to support the endeavors in the radio community to keep the ball rolling, to keep younger people interested, and to communicate what our mission is. And it really is, what has radio been, what it continues to be. And we hope to try to preserve that in the hearts and minds of future generations. Steve, thanks a million for being on. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you for having me on, Paul. And remember, just Google CHRS and give us a hand. Thanks a lot.
Take care, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I left my high on a hill. It calls to me. To beware little cable cars. Climb halfway to the stars. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun will shine.
Thank you, Steve Cushman, for being our guest tonight, giving us the rundown on what's going on at CHRS. We hope we can help you out, buddy. And you know, if you ever saw the movie The Blues Brothers, you see Dan Aykroyd, we're on a mission from God. Well, let me tell you something. These guys out in California, they're on a mission from Marconi. And anything you can do to help would sincerely be appreciated. If you're a club and you can step up to the plate and give these guys a lift, it'd just be super deluxe. And by the way, don't you just love this music tonight? Beautiful vocals, finely played instruments, melodically intermingled, all mean one thing. You are listening to Tube Talk. It must be Friday night. Tune in every Friday night. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell all your radio pals. Drop us an email, tubetalk1@gmail.com. Visit us at tubetalkclassicradioshow.org. You'll find out a little bit more about what this is all about. And let's stay out with that California theme here a little bit. This is San Fernando Valley, Johnny Mercer.
So long to you, partner. Farewell, goodbye. Goodbye, farewell, so long.
Oh, I'm packing my grip. And I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends, where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I think that I'm safe in Satan. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one.
So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
He'll make the San Fernando Valley his home. Packing a grip,
duffel bag,
he's leaving today, he's taking a trip.
Which way am I going?
California way.
'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating, she's gonna be waiting when my lonely journey is done.
Old Reverend Thomas made us a solemn promise, he's gonna make the two of us one.
So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down, never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home sweet home. Make the San Fernando.
Well, I'm going to pack my grip, and I'm heading out to Alameda to see the new museum, the new home, the permanent home of the CHRS, and say hi to my friends, Steve, Tom, and Jamie, and the gang out there, guys who put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, they're trying to keep this radio thing alive, just like we all do, and they deserve our support and a little bit of a pat on the back and a whole lot of recognition. Well, we're going to head right back out to the Circle Room at the LaSalle Hotel, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hello. love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, you just do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. Seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Beautiful circle room of Hotel LaSalle, we're presenting nightly music by the King Cole Trio. Now here's another current favorite. If you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no.
Knock me a kiss, you'll never miss when I'm ready to go. But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. Squeeze me a squoze in these fine clothes. I love you so. But if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. When I ask for a date, the answer is no. You don't know what you're saying. We won the war. Tell me what you're waiting for. How about that jive? Keep me alive. Baby, let bygones be bygones. I'll punch a hole in your nylons. Cause if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no. Punch a hole in your nylons. Cause if you can't smile and say yes, please don't cry and say no, 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 baby. Please don't cry and say no.
Thanks for listening this week, gang. Tube Talk would like to thank Steve Cushman and the California Historical Radio Society, the Andrews Sisters, the Nat King Cole Trio, Jerome Kern, Johnny Mercer, Martha Tilton, and Miss Nancy Wilson. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.